heavenly feast. Last night, I returned to the family table. Solid oak polished to a high pride, sturdy enough to hold any burden. And I covered it with a white cloth, vintage linen without a stain. Bowed my head and waited until they arrived, bearing gifts from their kitchens, placed them before me. First came Granny, my mother's mother, with raisin scones freshly baked, butter melting to warm the soul. Then my grandfather, knowing I would never taste his concoctions, ketchup and cornflakes still doesn't work. Instead, he gave me a small bottle, a tincture of iodine to heal my wounds. My other grandmother, aproned, came laden with food from West Cork. Potatoes heaped in a flowered bowl, peas shelled from the pod, her baked Alaska with towering light meringue, and daffodils bringing brightness and grace as they arrived sooner in her sunny county. My fragile emigrant godmother rushed in, carrying a platter of Sunday roast beef, blood dripping from the meat like tears. She left her martinis behind, would never want her gin-filled end for me. And then she was off to play the piano. Her greatest gift was music, always. Then came my aunt, folding a wooden spoon full of a caramel onto a solid biscuit base and slathering on the melted chocolate, as she said to me, "Wait, this will all work out well if you give it time to set." Lastly, my mother, smiling, as she placed pancakes and maple syrup on the table, for she knew me best. The smell of yeast bread as she brought it from the oven, her meatloaf for sustenance, and finally, she minted cream, joined whoopie pies like large Oreos, bringing flavoured memories. Why, she said, "Eat up, sweetheart. This will give you strength." And they all stepped back from the table, watched from the far distance.